Vrindavan is a living theology. What we read about in hundreds of pages of books and hear about in hundreds of hours of lectures is very clearly revealed in the natural, spontaneous devotion that the residents of Vrindavan embody. As we walk through the forests of Vrindavan, here we are today and we've reached Madhuvan. Madhu means honey, and it's very fitting because the pastimes which Krishna performed here at Madhuvan were indeed sweet and endearing, just like honey. Today, however, we won't focus on those pastimes of Krishna, but instead we'll meditate upon something that happened many thousands of years prior to Krishna's appearance, an unprecedented, incredible incident of the boy called Dhruva. Dhruva was the son of a king, and one day he was offended by his father. As he felt the anger and frustration build up within him, Dhruva resolved to get his own back on his father. And he resolved that he would try to attain a kingdom greater than his father, his grandfather, and even his great-grandfather. With this ambition in mind, Dhruva stormed out of the palace and set about to fulfill his desire. He met Narad Muni, and Narad Muni told him he would have to go to the sacred forest of Madhuvan and there engage in penance and austerity and focused meditation upon the divine mantra. Dhruva Maharaj indeed reached Madhuvan, and in the place known today as Dhruva Til, he began his meditation. As the months went by, his meditation became more and more austere, more and more focused, more and more strict. And as he thus focused his mind, his meditation was such that it began to suck all the energy in the universe. Finally, Lord Vishnu arrived at that place, curious to know what Dhruva's desire was. And as soon as Dhruva saw the Lord appear before him, he felt as though all his desires had been fulfilled. He was looking for material things, but now he found the greatest spiritual wealth with the Lord right there before him. Dhruva's story tells us that determination, discipline, dedication, and strong desire is what it takes to achieve our spiritual goals. In Vrindavan, we see the residents even today embody such great determination and dedication in their devotion to Krishna. And so here today, we're meditating on the need for that determination, discipline, and dedication to arise within our hearts so that one day we can also enter those pastimes.